I can see your face in the mirror. What has happened to you? Cheer up. If he's gone, he's gone. Love don't last long. I can tell he's taken all of what you thought you had so much of. Took it all and left you by yourself.
As dusk turns tonight and I switch off all the lights, it is time to put the closed sign up on the Orange Boutique. We'll be back with you someday soon, so I say from me to you, it is nap time now, dear. Cheers then, goodbye my friends, one and all.
Gotta keep moving.
Another dressing room in another town, and we've gotta do another show. Two shows a night is a lot to do, and our throats are getting dry, you know.
But
I sure could go for a coat.
You never get tired of the taste of Coke, do you?
Hey, room manager, food goes better and fun goes better, and I hope you're doing what you're told.
Yeah,
the French fries have gotta be really hot, and the Coke has gotta be nice and cold.
Left by the end of this show. You're listening to Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
I'm gonna make you mine.
This new song by Gino and the Goons goes out to Sloan Goon Nikki.
I'm not fast, but I got muscle and I will fight.
You're listening to Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio, where yesterday's hits meet today's misses. And one man's hits is another man's red flag. Every Monday I'm here from 9 to 10 spinning rock and roll along some very loose parameters. You want rules, you find a teacher. And not the ones listening to this show, they're off duty. They don't need your hassle. I'm your host, Spoonie. The Principal of Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 10. Thank you for tuning in live. Thank you for tuning in on the archive. Hello to everyone at the Met Gala where this is streaming. I've heard that everyone is circled around a pair of desktop speakers. Hello, all of you. Hello, Kiki Palmer. I'm a big fan. I know you're a big fan of this show. It's great that you can listen live for once. I know you're very busy. We had a little set of rock and roll at the beginning. Bandcamp Friday was last Friday. If you do not know, Bandcamp Friday is a semi-annual tradition where the music platform Bandcamp waives its fees so that artists are able to get 100% of the money that you spend on their music. And as far as new music goes, every Bandcamp Friday, it's like you dipped a cow into the Amazon, and all the little rock and roll DJs or the little piranhas rending flesh from bone. I grabbed a couple good ones. I played some of them today. If you want a definitive Bandcamp Friday show, listen to last Friday's Hooligan with Terry T. You can find it on the WFMU archives. Or just keep listening every Friday at 6 p.m. and maybe she'll rerun it. Powerful stuff. We ended that with, not a new song. We ended that first set with the Damagers. We heard You Say off of their album Victory. It's a self-release album, so Victory is the album name, not the label. Not the Albany-based, straight-edge vegan hardcore label. If I say anything else, I will be sued out of existence. Before that, we heard something new from Fan Club out of Seattle. Get What You See off of their new EP, Ain't No Saint. Oh, love that. I love that EP. Go check that out. Formerly Lysol. I can only assume that they were also approached by some very formal-looking letterhead. And maybe went to ground with a new name. Lysol worth your time, so is Fan Club. Then, new from Gino and the Goons, what is sure to be a WFMU darling around these parts. We heard Dance of the Goons. That's an upcoming cut from their slovenly release that will be out soon. From Florida. Love that band. Before that new track from Gino and the Goons, we heard something new from the Unknowns. A powerful Brisbane, Australian band. I'm sending out to Scott Oz. We heard Thunder in My Head. The name of the upcoming album is going to be called Looking From the Outside. Original release on Bargain Bin. It's also going to be, it was also released by Drunken Sailor. So, if you're on a side of the planet that is very far from Australia, maybe look into that release. I didn't do any homework. I pulled the trigger on that way too early and ate an exorbitant shipping fee. Ugh. Before that, Headache. We heard Can't Stand Still out of England, Lout Records. Lout is not a British word to my ears. Thank you, Headache, for proving me wrong. I picked that up at a record store out in Jersey. That was a drive-by. I honestly do not remember where I was. I just saw a record store, and I cranked the wheel. Did a U-ing in the middle of the road, pulled into the parking lot, found that. It's the joys of driving by yourself. Then we heard the Adverts. We heard Quick Step off of Stiff Records. And we started the show with the Weirdos, Destroy All Music, 1977 from Bomp Records. Savage Attack on ELO buried in that song that I didn't hear until I was spinning it. I'm sending out to Paul Bruno. Get better soon. The radio misses you. I miss you. Hope to see you out there soon. Let's listen to our set of music. Something for the cultured who are listening live at the Macella right now. This is Freakshire, en français, Cellule Block. You're listening to Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Spoonie. Time for the double bass attack of Blank Account.
worried about being able to stop. You say you don't know what we have, but you should just think of what you want.
You are listening to Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. We just heard a set of noisy stuff. Ended it with Ground Zero from the Living in Tandem 4-song EP. We heard You Talk from Bung Again Records. Not the most punk song on that one. One would argue that I even played the wrong song on that EP. But like this show, it's the right song at the right time. Everyone at the Met Gala agrees, getting lots of texts congratulating me on that thoughtful pick. Before Ground Zero, not for the faint of heart, we heard the Austerity Program, something new from them off of their Bible Songs 2 album. We heard Zephaniah 3, 1 through 7, sending out to Sisyphonic, the resident Bible reader. That is a heavy album. Austerity Project's been doing it right since 1997. Bible Songs 2 is our follow-up to Bible Songs. Recommend it if you're into Jesus Lizard or maybe the Melvins, but you like a little sharper. I recommend the Austerity Project. It's the official band for Conclave 2025. Apparently, they're going to be playing Bible Songs 2. Over and over again until we see the old white smoke. Before the Austerity Program... Sorry, have I been saying project? I meant the Austerity Program. Don't burn me in that lake of fire, guys. Before the Austerity Program, we heard Blank Account with The Long Way. Two bass, one drum, one Cremo coil. Put out a great split single... On the QT. I got that off of Bandcamp. That's right. Eric Bradshaw, one Cremo coil. He's not going to say on his show, Spinach Blasters. But he cannot until one day he just decides to. The man's talented and he's got a lot going. Give it a listen outside of this venue. Before Blank Account, we heard Fracture. Salut Bloc. Self-release out of France. Getting a lot of approving texts from the Met Gala. Apparently they really like that one. We're going to switch speed, so everyone at the Met Gala is just going to have to hold tight. They're just going to have to approach the next set with an open mind. But I know they will, because this is the Equals on Bad Teeth. You're listening to Rock and Soul Radio with your host, Spoonie.
Thank you. danger sign. Oh, there must be something wrong with my heart line. But I went to see the doctor just to see what he could do. He looked at me and said, now boy, there ain't no medicine cure for you. You got the fever of love, 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 that's what you got. You got the fever of love, 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 and it knocks you out, makes you jump and shout. Oh, it's just Mother Nature on your heart line. But since I saw that little girl, I've been feeling oh so strange. I got the fever of love, 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 that's what I got. I got the fever of love, 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 and it knocks me out, makes me jump and shout. Oh, I know what's wrong with my heart line. I'm going back to that corner where I saw her standing there. Gonna tell her that she's the one. Say, little girl, don't you know I care? I got the fever of love, 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 that's what I got. I got the fever of love, 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 and it knocks me out, makes me jump and shout. Oh, it's you, little girl, on my heart line. It's you, little girl, on my heart line.
Am I double S? all alone. Don't you worry, babe, I'm not surprised. I'll reap what I have sown. I guess you sold me down the line when my money went down the drain. I can see you smiling now while my tears come down like the rain. My tears come down like the rain. My tears come down like the rain. My tears come down like rain. There are things between you and me, babe, better left unsaid. I tried everything I could think of. I treated you real kind. I'd say sweet and pretty things, still you paid no mind. My heart beats like thunder, though the hours seem long. If I could only stay awake, if I only can, I might see you sneaking across the floor with a suitcase in your hand. A suitcase in your hand. A suitcase. Just on midnight, if I hurry to the station, I can catch the train. I can catch the train. I can catch the train. It's just on midnight, if I hurry to the station, my baby's gonna catch the train. My baby's gonna catch the train. The train.
Gone. everybody knows
she's a living big man.
The things she doesn't need,
she's a living big man.
She's just a little tease. Everybody knows
the
things she does to please. She's just a little tease.
Graduate with the class of 66 with the Malibus. I Want You to Know, released by PJ Records. Little Georgia Sunshine for your Monday night. Then we heard the Velvet Underground with Femme Fatale off of the Promo 45 released by Verve Records. Then Lee Hazelwood, the Baritone Growl with Bye Babe from 40, released by LHI Records. Then Bobby Gentry with Mississippi Delta from Capitol Records, a fine B-side. Then the Boss Men, Fever of Love from Busy Bee Records. We started the set with Equals, Lonely Reader, released by Stateside. And I'm hearing from the Met Gala that they did not like it. They actually have left. The Met is now empty. Adrian Brody was heard to call it retro trash. Their loss. I would like to formally announce that I'm severing all ties with the Met Gala. It and I do not see eye to eye anymore. Our visions are, it's incompatible. I'm not even going to say artistic differences. It's a mutual lack of disrespect from both sides. That's a two-way street now. And I can't believe Adrian Brody even went on the record with that. Well, that's it for tonight. What a show, what an audience, what a host. I will not see you next week. I'm going to be taking a few weeks off. Be streaming a couple reruns. Unless I just play Metal Machine music for an hour and then just play that. I might. If you want that, weigh in. WFMU.org, find the show page, say Spoonie, I would like to hear Metal Machine music next week. I'll tally votes. I'll see you soon. Stay tuned for the bunny. Good night.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Positive charge.